from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ah, let's get to the mixed bag brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
You almost made the show.
Almost.
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 I was too busy crying over what Tobin said to me earlier today.
What did I send you?
You didn't allow me to be happy, so.
I mean, you're goth. I don't expect you to be chipper.
What? Oh, wow.
Okay. Hey,
listen to something called Pierce the Veil.
Okay.
Hey. It's been like, you're like, good morning! And I'm expecting like, what?
Like, I'm actually really sad I can't make it today, but Panthers first.
Cats first, all right?
Okay.
Cats first.
Instead of Pierce the Veil,
Stop it, Vlad!
Hoist the cup. All right, here's what we got for the mixed bag here today. Trevor Lawrence, ever heard of him, Leroy?
Just got a bag.
Got a bag. He says that bag does not give him any extra pressure to win.
I'm not going to add any pressure to myself just based on getting this contract. It doesn't really change what I expect of myself and what the team expects of me. I mean, whether this got done or not, Mr. Khan, Trent, Doug, everyone, all the coaches expect me to play well and to, like I said, to bring a championship here eventually. So I know that's the end goal and that's what I'm here for. So now that this is done, it doesn't really change that. But, you know, like I said, maybe from the outside it will a little bit, but not for me.
Enough of this guy.
Hey, Vlad.
This is his worst day ever, bro.
Hey,
Tatum and Trevor.
Add him to the list.
Of course, that has no
guys
pressure.
That he's going after today.
Tatum and Trevor. That's his TNT Trevor. For today.
Ridiculous.
Don't you know that? You forgot Pat Riley.
JJ Redick. Pat Riley.
Well, I wasn't petty at Pat Riley.
You went in on Rilesby.
Well, he deserved it. We have the Celtics laughing at us. I hope it burns.
TTL.
Sometimes, yeah, you need a little Tobes tough love. That's just how it is. You know, it's nothing personal. The Heat know I love them. Sometimes you got to be truthful with the ones
it
you
was,
love.
It was a little personal, though.
Was it?
To you, at least.
What was it?
I think it was personal. I think he vented.
It was personal to him. Of course, when you're venting, that's personal.
Good point.
But no pressure. Of course there's no pressure. You play for Jacksonville. And your owner's a wrestler. Like, who cares?
Tony Khan.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the
Who's
Jaguars.
About to hire Shane McMahon. How do you hire the op?
He barely cares about football. He cares so much more about wrestling than he does football. I mean, he showed up in the draft, kayfabe, like with a fake neck injury.
Well, I mean, you gotta stick to the script, man.
Do
you?
Yeah. On draft day? With a foam neck pillow?
Kayfabe, baby. Gotta keep, you know, old school wrestling, baby. Old school wrestling. Gotta keep the script. Gotta keep the story going.
Oh, my God. Anyway. This guy. Enough of him.
Hey, man. Tua's telling him thank you.
Oh, yeah. The market is the market. The market is the market. Speaking of injuries and keeping it kayfabe, Derek White. He has given us an update on his dental work this week. This is
Derek. That's question number one. How many hours have you spent in a dentist chair since Monday?
I spent like 2 hours, and then I had to go back for like an hour. And now we got a little temporary fix for tonight.
It looks great, though.
Yeah. Shout out to Boston Dental. Y'all clutch.
Dentist is like, I'm not a miracle
worker. Yeah, it does.
You can hear the air going between his teeth.
Yeah.
Sounds like the gopher from Winnie the Pooh.
Jeez.
He literally, I want to make a smoothie. Like, come on, dude.
Point for Lee.
He got sharper edges in his mouth than I have in my blender. Look at that. Show that picture. Look at all the edges.
Dude, I could use his teeth to grind my weed.
Look at it. Look at that. Like, and he say he got his mouth fixed.
He did.
Dude, this is the fix.
Temporarily. Temporarily.
Hey, one of his teeth is playing hide and go seek. Go back to the other picture.
Oh,
look at that little tooth on the right. The tooth, go to the other picture. The tooth next to the big tooth, the only one that's standing at attention, he hiding behind that tooth, right? The one he cracked is leaning forward, and I don't know how you could crack a tooth and it leans forward. It should be leaning back, right? And the other tooth over there, he hiding too.
I love how something I mentioned on Tuesday is still being referred to today.
Hide and go teeth.
Some of his dancers are in the front of the line, and some of the younger ones are shy. They hiding behind the other teeth.
Man,
I think Derek White's teeth is the is the mascot of the Anthony Weaver first wave, second wave.
Yeah,
because his teeth look like they're going in waves and hit rocks.
Man,
he say look like his teeth are playing hopscotch.
And of course, there's Trevor saying they're playing Twisters. He's ever seen.
It's playing Twister.
Yeah. Hey, I bet you he won't lose that tooth.
Well, as long as he didn't go to Crowder's dentist.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. She's a good dentist, man. It's just Crowder's a bad patient.
I guess.
Crowder's like the, he's like, it's like being the cut man for a Diaz brother. Again with the scar tissue neck. All right, this has gone viral on Twitter. Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly Stafford.
Oh, you don't say this. This is
that's horrible, bro.
Hosts a podcast the morning after, and she decided to take everybody on a trip down memory lane for their relationship. Here was Kelly Stafford.
Wait, so was he trying to casually date, and you were all?
Oh,
in?
Oh yeah, girl.
Anyways, long story short, it wasn't that cute of a relationship at first. I hated him. I loved him. I dated the backup to piss him off, which worked.
Oh, yes. He was like, that'll do it.
He was the bad boy, too. Like, Matthew's so sweet and southern gentleman and all that stuff. And the backup was the complete opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, and it upset him. So they lived in the same dorm because athletes lived in the same dorm, and he would see my car there. And so at one point, he, like, waited and followed me out and got in my car and wouldn't get out.
Yeah.
And he was
like, this is so hot.
I was like, this is amazing. It's working.
Yeah.
I was get out of my car, and he was like, he's not right for you. And I was like, what? You can't tell me that.
That's, female logic right here at its worst.
Hold up, because don't you guys have the same conversations as men?
No.
Not like that.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Not on a podcast. Okay.
No,
so
not on a podcast.
You've never dated somebody else? I'm not saying, hey,
I have never heard a story from one of my boys or I have told that said I dated her friend to make her jealous.
No.
Because most women will say, you date my friend, it's over.
I mean, I agree.
Okay, then. So
I
how
agree.
Does that, so
I've
so
definitely
why, wait,
heard
so I'm saying, wait.
From men's mouth
so,
too.
So here's what I'm saying. You have a husband. Y'all been married for a long time. Y'all got beautiful kids, right? Y'all doing commercials together and what have you. You don't tell that story.
That's the story you keep to
I
yourself.
I don't need to tell that story.
No, but I'm saying, but you don't tell that story because it don't make you look good.
In the locker room.
It makes him look terrible.
Right. Or that's what I'm saying. Women logic right there. That's you guys didn't think that, sharing that story
is going
to cause a problem.
Well, it obviously worked out. It didn't cause a problem. I mean, they had a relationship.
No,
but
now.
I would save that for
you think he ain't having words?
I would save that for a dinner party, not a podcast.
I'm not sharing that to the world so that now when I walk into the locker room, I got to hear jokes from my, teammates about
something. It's coming too.
That nobody needed
some
to know.
Some people are sharers and some people are.
Now, when I go to a stadium,
understand.
70,000 people are going to... There's going to be signs of with that.
Oh, that's true.
He's going to
get trolled.
Here's the other thing you also have to understand. You can't start the story by saying, my husband is a good southern
gentleman. And I wanted the bad boy.
And the backup quarterback wasn't. He was a bad boy. And then you go and do that to him after saying that.
So what are you saying?
I'm not saying she's correct. I'm just saying.
So what are you trying to say? He's corny now? He's lame?
Same conversation coming from men's mouth.
Men don't say that, J-Fig. We don't talk about that.
Wait. So that would explain a lot, to be honest.
As to why I'm single? Yeah, because I don't.
No. As to, like, you have people saying that story and the two girls were fine with it?
No, I hear it. I'm not saying I'm friends with them, but I hear it.
They just talking trash. They ain't telling that story to nobody that they
No,
absolutely not. If you told that story and your wife or girlfriend heard that story, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, but it's not even like, again, it's not even that it's an unheard of tactic, like, you know, to make somebody jealous.
Yeah, but you don't
jealous,
tell a story.
You don't tell it on a podcast.
You don't tell it on a podcast.
You don't tell it on a podcast. If you're having lunch,
well, I agree.
If you're having lunch, like, fine. Your best friends,
Men
fine.
Are not talking about that. Like, we're not going to say, yeah, man, she was a Southern lady, you know?
Now let's tell us about Blue Chew.
And I dated her cousin who was, you know... who was a Jezebel, but you know, like, you don't say that. Yeah, you're not. Like, we're not talking like that.
Tell that story, and then you're like, all right, now let's get to our picks for tonight.
Nice. Just terrible.
Brought to you by FanDuel.
Ooh.
Or Hard Rock app, whomever.
Somebody says she's a part of the content game. No, that ain't all good. All content ain't good content.
Yeah, and why do you think she's part of the content game? Because she's married to Matthew Stafford.
Right. Now, you know what's funny? I got stories I could tell that'll rock your world.
I'm saying.
It ain't no.
Yeah, you should have married that backup quarterback and see if you would have been putting out content in the podcast now.
Pretty sure that backup quarterback fixed my car one time in Tennessee. You get lost here in these Georgia mountains, it's going to cost you. Go Dogs.
Who was the backup quarterback in Georgia?
I have no idea.
I don't know. They showed a picture. I saw a picture of him and... he was bald then, so I would imagine his hair didn't regrow.
Well, unless he got Landon Donovan.
Unless he got the Brian Urlacher.
Yeah. Well, he's a backup quarterback. I doubt if he did.
Aaron Murray, they saying?
That picture was something.
Oh, Murray. He wasn't terrible.
He ain't no Matthew Stafford. Yeah, look at you. You should be thanking yourself that you're about to marry a Super Bowl winning future Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah, you wanted to get with the backup quarterback.
And the way you do it is you throw your business out there like, yeah, not a good look.
That's nasty work. Minus one for Kelly Stafford.
Yeah.
For Sass.
Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.